It is the Pink, the post-match show after Liverpool have gone to Lask, won by 3-1. I want to start here, John, because it's starting at the end. Liverpool are dreadful first half, but I want to start at the end. And what I want to say is there was a lad in their end after Salah scores. You could see him on the replay shaking his head and laughing his head off at the fact that he's just watched Mo Salah do what he does. And you can get carried away at times, but Mo Salah might be the best player who's ever played against Lask. And I mean that with all the love and respect in the world. I think that Lask do really well tonight. But Mo Salah could be the best player to ever play against Lask. Mo Salah is that good. That's my big takeaway from tonight. He looked faster than everyone else, stronger than everyone else. He scored a better goal than anyone else. And I love him to pieces, and he doesn't even start the game.
Yeah, and I think all of that's fair. And that's because he is faster than everyone else, stronger than everyone else, better than everyone else, and scores better goals than everyone else. Whether that's Lask or anyone else, do you know what I mean?
Anyone else.
And I think it's sometimes you just take him for granted. He comes on that pitch and just injects quality. And it just injects, just you know, that finishing touch, just high-end fucking, just elite. He's just an elite footballer. And, you know, the game's a funny game. But Liverpool are bringing the likes of him off the bench. You know, the three changes just make us so much better. Get control of the game. And Salah is just, I think it's easy to underestimate him, but he's one of the top three, four, one, two players in the world. I don't know. But
there's a number, but it's a single digit. Yeah. What I think is really important, or not really important, but noticeable, is the queuing up for his shirt at the end. Like, he might have to give them his bills. He might have to give them a boot each. Someone might have to get a sock. I hope he's brought 11 shirts with him. Because they're players like, you're brilliant. And when you're a footballer and you come up against a footballer who's just well better than you, you know it because you're not an idiot, you're not a dope. And then you experience it and you go, oh my God, this lad is that good. And that's how good he is. You can take it for granted he's that good.